Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. This is Michelle Manders, broadcasting live from Johannesburg, South Africa, assisted by my amazing co-host, Faith Parent Hendrickson, who's based in Hollywood at the moment. Faith, how are you?
Hello, Michelle. Good morning, or it's your afternoon, huh?
It's just hit 12 noon for us now, so yes, we're just stepping into our afternoon. And it's a witching hour with you, isn't it? What time is it where you are?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm in Hollywood. I'm two blocks north of Hollywood's Walk of Fame on the Hollywood Boulevard. So it's one of the busiest sections of the city, and you can hear a pin drop. It's so
really?
Quiet. You would never know. It's so bizarre. But, yep.
You should start doing some really loud chanting and umming. And
just my neighbors would kill me. And they're nice people.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well. But we missed you all last week. So thank you very much for your patience with that. I had 67 reports to get finished for all our guardians, including myself and my husband, and I did these reports in 5 weeks, so, and they were about 50 pages each. So thank you so much for your patience, Faith, and just giving me the space to be able to get this work done. It's done! They all delivered, and yes, yay! So, our guardians have begun with the in-depth work through the reports, which is part of our Middle East and Hungary and Romania project, this dual project that we're now actively into working on. And the channelings that I'm going to be making public begin this week. The channelings I've done so far have been for the core group only, but the public channelings start this week, and this week I will be also publicly publishing our itinerary for our trip to Egypt, Israel, and Jordan in October of this year. So that's all set and done now, so I'm excited about that, and hopefully we'll have quite a lot of our regulars and new people joining us in one of the three countries, if not all three of them. And astrologically, at the moment, we kind of like, there's like a lull, although it's not a complete lull. We've kind of like recovering from the most recent Scorpio full moon, which was really intense for a lot of people that I've been talking about. And we also kind of like just coming out of the tail end of the effect of the Uranus and Pluto square. Pluto is currently retrograde, but it's kind of like just this lull, but it's not uneventful. It's not dormant. It's kind of like just that in-breath before the next out-breath comes, which starts next week with the Mercury retrograde on the 20th. We're in the shadow period now, so that's also kind of like part of this feeling of wanting to just slow down and catch our breath and just rethink everything and review what's gone on and, you know, gather all our little aspects together and go, okay, I've made it through the first 5 months of the year. So, 3 week breather, and then we get into the next sort of stage of what's happening. And it's been an incredible flow of energy. And even just me spending the last 2 days on getting the itinerary together for our the project for October, which is the next leg of this project that we're currently activating now, I do not have the super finer details of the October trip, but what I've put in the itinerary so far is already awesome, because part of what we are doing in October is, well, before I say that, let me just quickly rewind a little bit. With the planetary work that Palace of Peace is doing with our core group of Emerald Ray Guardians and our now activating Amethyst Ray Guardians, one of the regions of Mother Earth that I was assigned as a light worker and light warrior and as my service to the planet and all of the beings whom I work with, who guide me, and who kind of like give me my job description in inverted commas as such, if we have to describe it in human terms, is I've been assigned the desert regions of our planet. And I never kind of like really realized that when I started doing all the work with Egypt, because Egypt is the one country I've traveled most to, and when we go in October, it will be my 8th trip to Egypt, so I've done it 7 times already, and I absolutely love Egypt, especially the desert regions. And what's also I'm really excited about is I've been to Israel and Jordan before, and with us going back to Israel and Jordan, we're going to be doing the Wadi Rum Desert, the Negev Desert. So we're going to be sleeping under the stars in the deserts. We're going to be interacting with the desert people of the Wadi Rum Desert and the Negev Desert. We're going to be staying in a kibbutz, even though there will be the odd occasional hotel stay. We are really going to be doing the work in touch with Mother Nature, the desert regions, the desert angels we're going to be introduced to, the desert masters with the Pleiadians, the Syrians, and the Arcturians. These three groups of star colonies are now stepping forward to do very specific work with us. And they are responsible for activating specific things with us. And the reports that I'll be delivering for that particular project will be in-depth, covering what the Syrians, Pleiadians, and Arcturians are now ready to do with us and how they are assigning these energies to the humans who are evolving emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and intellectually. So, in a manner of speaking, we've earned our right and our position in this particular, in this way, I suppose. And this is now enabling these higher beings to step into a closer realm of connection with us. But what we are being expected to do is now step into 6th, 7th, and 8th dimensional consciousness, which the Syrians, Pleiadians, and Arcturians are going to be training us to do. And at the same time, we are going to start the process of releasing some of the lockdown areas, not Egypt Central. It will not. The lockdown will not be released from Cairo, Luxor, all those areas. We're going to be out in the desert. Bahariya, the White Desert, Black Desert, Western Desert, the Crystal Caves in the desert. Those are the regions that we're working. And these are sacred stargates and sacred sites that have been lying dormant for ages, and I mean ages as in not just, you know, oh, for a long time, actual ages of change. And with these stargate portals and these sacred sites being revived again, it is reviving a whole new level of Mother Earth's body and her consciousness. So with all the volcano eruptions that we've recently witnessed, that is confirmation that Mother Earth, Goddess Gaia's fire chakras have activated. The fire guardians have been alerted that it's their time to now step forward. In October, it's going to be the desert guardians that are given their call, but the fire chakras are active. They are starting to feed energy into the earth, and this is and into the etheric planes around us. So energetically and astrologically, astrologically, the Mercury retrograde is going to facilitate the in-breath and out-breath process that we need to now consciously work with. And then the next stage of energy with the fire chakras now being activated is then going to trigger the new flow that comes after we've done the activations in June. There was originally, the activations were supposed to be taking place in July, I think it was. I must just double check. I think it was July. But they've pushed everything now into June. And there's some other things that I need to do at the end of May, but that will all be announced in the channeling. But this is just a little brief update on, you know, the current energies, you know, what's happening astrologically and energetically. And the information that I'm giving is based on my experience as a channel, my relationship with the ascended masters who work with me and who work through me, and my star family, my star brothers and sisters, who have been coming forward a lot of late. I've been going through specific training and initiations as well to prepare me to be able to anchor the energy and bring all the channeling through. But I feel extremely positive about all of this, Faith. And I have found that a lot of people are also picking up on this new vibe of energy that I feel is coming through. And funny enough, I'm feeling this new vibe like an electrical current, like electrical waves, electrical charges that are igniting almost like excited butterflies in my tummy every now and then. And suddenly I feel so excited and happy, and I have no idea why. You know when you're looking forward to something and there's something exciting that's going to happen and you really, you know, anticipating this really awesome party or get together, or, you know, you're going away on a trip or it's a holiday gathering, and I've been getting that excitement feeling, but there's nothing specific that I can say I'm excited about because X, Y, and Z is going to be happening or A, B, and C is happening. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So, yeah, so that has been really awesome for a change. And a lot of people in the classes that I teach on a Monday and a Wednesday, even the people who are in my classes, they are feeling the same sense of, you know, happiness and just really excited. And Kutumi Agrippa has said to me that we are now feeling the new earth paradigm energies, the new earth, which I'm going to just give you a little hint here, the Arcturians have prepared for us and are waiting for us to join, you know, fully ground ourselves in this new earth paradigm. That is how it's going to feel in that new earth paradigm, is this just this feeling of excitement and anticipation and happiness, and it's just awesome. Have you had a feel of this at all, Faith?
Actually, probably more subtly, with just feeling like everything's fine. Like
yes.
You know, I don't have that excitement. I think that started for me on, what day is this? I'm losing track of day. Monday was after Mother's Day. But, you know, when I really started to feel it. But I have been doing some very deep dives, like really, really looking at anything where I wasn't standing in who I am fully and why I'm deluding myself, which is, you know, diluting myself, which is the law of ascension that you're going to talk about today. So, that kind of thing, when you want to experience that, you kind of, I think, you're numb to some other things. But what's interesting is that bounce back with no, quote, good reason, you know, and just feeling lighter, like grounded, but like stuff just doesn't bother you like it used to. You're not as receptive to feeling so much of what is most of what people are feeling. Like, you know, we talked before about being empathic. That seems a lot less.
I would love for you, you know, empathic, because so many people are realizing that they are empaths. Please just make a note there, Faith. I would love for you to share with our listeners about your newsletter with the little process that you gave there to protect yourself from other people's energy, because I thought that was absolutely brilliant. So I would definitely like to touch on that. But before we go into our topic for today, just to share with our listeners as well, and thank you again for tuning in and, you know, being so patient with us. I know we're not consistent with our shows at the moment because there's so many other things happening, and Queer Faith and I have got our hands full, but we always, always enjoy this time to share with you, and we want to thank you from the very bottom of our hearts for always taking the time to either listen live or to download and listen at a later time. We really appreciate your support. So thank you very much on that. And Faith, would you like to share with our listeners what your plans are, what the upcoming events from your side, so that they can plan in advance and tune in and listen?
Well, actually, that's part of that deep dive that I've been doing, is trying to understand how to put together... I call it a process because I really don't know what else to call it, but to rise above our fate into our destiny really requires stopping and looking at who we are and facing our fears and understanding, pretty much putting the material world second with the spiritual world first. So when you look at your life from that perspective, then you can see some of the illusions, or what I talked about earlier, anything that you're really not your authentic self about, things that you're hiding, masks that you wear. So I'm putting together an idea of a format where people can look at their own talents that they were born with, and to reconnect with those again, because those actions in the world is what you came here to do. And mostly people are suffering with that, at least here in the States, with losing their jobs. And really people in the new world, if you will, I feel that small business and being self-employed is going to be a huge part of turning things around. And a lot of people don't know what those talents and abilities are, or even how to tap into them. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now, doing some research. And it does involve looking at your own chart, your primary motivation, understanding it. So it's really in developmental mode. So I don't have a lot to say as a final result, but I'm excited about it. It should be very empowering to people, and to feel like that they can move forward with confidence, working with the higher parts of themselves instead of just the wounded aspects, and how to focus on, you know, shifting some of what holds them prisoners, which is our mental chatter for the most part. Good Lord, I suffer from that. So there's nothing like being able to relate to those little gremlins that run your mind, that run your life, and how do you rise above that and really address that. So does that make sense what I'm explaining? It's this kind of process you would enjoy doing, not something like, oh, dear God, I have to go do this now, but something that feeds your soul, you look forward to. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, I think, Faith, you know, what you doing there in terms of especially helping people to understand their primary motivation is such a gift. How can people get hold of you to get more information on that and dates, and what is the best way to get hold of you, Faith?
The best way to get hold of me is to email me at my email address, which is my first name, faith@faithparent.net. And if you'd like more information about me, my website is faithparent.net. And because I'm on the West Coast and I get up at weird times, that's why email is the best way to reach me, because sometimes I sleep at weird times. So that would be great. But there's a lot of information that is easy for you to look at that will set you free, and you'll start to relax in life a bit. And one of the things I found immediately was it helped me shift my victim consciousness to realize there was this plan that I was to go through this. I didn't do anything wrong. you know, and the beauty of what's on the other side of it. My biggest fear is my biggest strength, and that's what the masters teach us. It doesn't mean you have to grab the biggest, most difficult thing, but I can assure you that with just some little things and tweaking, it would be a journey that you'd really enjoy doing, and that peace is where things can unfold for you, because one of the things I learned is really peace is where your power is, and that's where everything can shift. So it really is a lot of what I learned through your work, Michelle, and what you've brought through. It works. But really knowing yourself is key. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for saying that, Faith. You know, just when I hear what I'm doing is benefiting people's lives positively, that, you know, that's the main thing. That just makes, you know, one's work so worthwhile. So thank you for that, Faith. And, you know, it is the astrology part of it. I mean, especially going back to the primary motivation that you can help people understand, it is invaluable, priceless information. You know, I'm busy with my Astrology 101 class, which is an 8-week class where I just take, at the moment I've got six people, not more than six people in the class, if that's my absolute maximum, but we go into each person's chart individually and through the seven major planets and just helping each person really understand their nature. And the breakthroughs that some of the students have had already have been absolutely phenomenal, because this is not about teaching a person to become an astrologer. It's about getting to know yourself, just like you said. And the primary motivation, that is what all of us, a large degree, are looking for, because we don't know what drives us. We don't understand every aspect of our talent, our wit, our charm. What does it mean? What does your talent, wit, and charm mean? What does the primary motivation mean? What does the rising sign mean? I thought I was my sun sign. Now you're telling me I'm my rising sign. What does that mean? And you know what, Faith?
That's key. When I can't start, wait to do that.
And I'm so excited that you're doing it. And I would really, really encourage as many people as possible to take that up with you. Because when I started studying astrology for the first time back in 2008, when I found out, you know, I have my sun in Capricorn, but I'm Aquarius rising. When I discovered I was Aquarius rising, my whole life started fitting into place. Suddenly I understood, you know, why I am the way I am, why I do certain things, how I see certain things, why I'm so way ahead of everyone else when it comes to ideas and all sorts of things. And just understanding my rising sign and my primary motivation made such a huge difference in how I loved and accepted myself. And in terms of understanding that I am an upgrader of energy and information. I will always be way ahead of everyone else with my thoughts, my ideas. I am eccentric. I am different because I'm Aquarius rising. Yes, I'm a Capricorn sun, but my Aquarius rising is the energy that I project out into the world. It's how people see me. It is how I work. So I know I'm going on and on here, but it's
and it gives people an idea of what we're talking about when we throw these terms around. I remember studying, when I first started studying, how profound I thought the primary motivation was. It's probably one of the most, first of all, the stars. You took that first breath, that's your imprint, like you have a thumbprint. Each one of us has different energies, and the planets animate you. It's spirit, and your soul influences you. When you understand that these aspects of spirit is your nature, it's God's plan for you that people talk about. It is amazing, and you can't wait to learn more. That excitement that you have about learning a new partner or someone you're falling for, to feel that way for yourself, holy cow, it is awesome sauce.
It is awesome. It is absolutely awesome, Faith. And, You know, it's there's just
and
there's
you,
no.
You can tie it to the laws. You know, this is the other beauty of it: the cosmic laws, the planets, the chakras are all woven together. And when you understand all of this symphony that goes on, you relax more and you remember there's a bigger picture of why you're here. And then the solutions
yeah.
can come through. But we have so much, and I've done this too. It's not like I'm above everybody. It's just I've gone through some things that other people haven't. Here's how I've done it. And guess what? Part of my role in this lifetime is to share with people how I did it. And I'm doing that more now because why not? I'm good at it.
Yeah.
People can learn.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Our chart, our blueprint is the map that we seek. I mean, how many times have we said, oh, you know, I was born into this life without a map and I'm just trying to find my way around. And, well, hello, your astrology
yeah.
chart is your map. That is
yeah.
the blueprint for living. That is the blueprint for life. And it is absolutely invaluable. And the seven planets, when we understand the archetypes of those seven planets, we then understand our pathway of ascension. We understand that the light of the planets is the ray of light within the darkness, showing us our way forward, showing us how to be loving towards ourselves and others. And the pathway of ascension is not a path where you, you know, separate yourself from the rest of the world, go and sit on a mountain in a cave and, you know, take a vow of silence for the rest of your life and meditate for hours on end and suddenly you're going to levitate and next minute you're going to be sitting on a cloud and poof, there you disappear into the sky. That is not what ascension is. The pathway, I also specifically worded today's topic, the pathway of ascension and not the pathway to ascension, because I believe, and Faith, you know, just interject when you feel you need to and give your 10 cents worth here as well, but I believe every day of our life is an ascension process. Ascension is not one moment in time at the end of our life or one moment in time when we have this magnificent spiritual epiphany and we decide we're leaving the world and going off to the mountains as I've just described. The pathway of ascension is a daily process. It is daily accountability, daily responsibility. And Faith, when you were talking earlier on about how, you know, you've taken this deep dive
oh.
and, you know, you're reassessing things and what have you, that is ascension. That is
yeah.
the process of descension into the depths of ourselves, finding what is in there, holding ourselves accountable, taking responsibility, and then ascending back up through the darkness into a new layer of knowing ourselves, loving ourselves, accepting ourselves, surrendering to life. That is ascension. Ascension is a billion, trillion little moments of waking up to who we are. Ascension are the millions of moments where we realize we need to hold ourselves accountable for every action, because that is an energy we're projecting out into the world that is either contributing to the imbalance or creating the new balance in this new paradigm that the Arcturians are helping us now align with and really own it. So for me, anyone that says we are working towards our ascension, I beg to differ, because I believe ascension is a daily process. And the way that it works is that we are constantly taking ourselves down, descension, taking ourselves deeper, as you already described, Faith, and going deeper into the subconscious, into the unconscious, because as our conscious mind is satisfied that we have consciously done as much as we can, that enables the subconscious and the unconscious to release more and more of its contents, because consciously we have reached a level of ascension, if you want to call it that, or enlightenment or awakening, that we then realize, okay, I need to go deeper. And that conscious realization automatically opens the portals for us to descend deeper into ourselves. And as we have more and more realizations and epiphanies and insights and all these aha moments, open our hearts further, raise our vibration even more, then we are ascending further along the stairway of heaven. And that heavenly stairway is not something outside of us. It's something inside of us. It is the kingdom of heaven within us. It is the heart space within us. And when we came to earth, the descension process is from, we go through from Saturn, we descend through to Jupiter, and we come down, down, down through the sun, through Mars, Mercury, Venus, the moon, and the moon is the last place, and then it's Earth. And then we have this whole process happening on Earth. But even though we're on Earth, there are still the seven archetypes that are influencing us, the seven major planets, the 7 days of the week, the seven major chakras, the seven heavenly mansions, the seven cycles of life. It all fits together. Our seven senses are awakening as well. And this is new for a lot of people, because now it's not just a sixth sense. Now we're moving into our seventh sense until we've activated all 12 senses. We are moving deeper and deeper into the outer realms of our brain function and what our brain is able to comprehend. And all of this is the ascension process. Everything that we remember is part of the ascension process. But primarily at the end of the day, ascension is about taking responsibility, holding ourselves accountable, rising above our fate and fully and karma, and fully embracing our dharma, which is our life purpose on this planet. And in the upcoming series, Channelings, Kutumi Agrippa is going to be going into a lot of depth around our dharma, because karma is now, it's old school. It's no longer trendy and fashionable. You know, if you want to keep up with the trends, people, you need to take accountability. You need to hold yourself accountable. Take responsibility. The new trend is about being aware of your actions, your thoughts, and your deeds, and choosing joy and love and peace and surrendering to the higher aspects of ourselves, as opposed to wallowing in victim and poverty consciousness and in all the woe is me kind of, you know, attitudes. Do you know what? That's just not fun anymore. It is old, it is outdated, it's boring, and now we want something completely new. You understand? Does that make sense to you, Faith?
Yes, and honestly, sometimes you just have to, the only way I know to snap out of some of that really deep stuff that you hold on to for a long period of time, that there's no more to uncover about, is just like the masters tell us. It's through repetition of choosing a higher thought and doing it often enough where you're laying new neural pathways, like someone who is, you know, having a stroke or some other brain injury. You're laying down new pathways to get that skill or whatever it is that you're wishing to create that is either lost or needs repair, and perseverance. And I believe the law of ascension requires that perseverance. Would you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I mean, I would really encourage, you know, people to just go to my website, palaceofpeace.net, and to click on the 55 Cosmic Laws tab, and just randomly choose any one of those cosmic laws and click on the read more button and read the excerpt. Make sure that I give a really fair helping of excerpt so that people can get a feel and sense of what the energy of that channeling is. And the
and
law
listen,
of
Michelle,
yes.
don't forget too, you have the law of each planet. Which is, I love
yes.
that you have that. So the archetypes are there too. So carry on. I was afraid to forget to mention that. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Don't be sorry. Thank you very much for mentioning that because I usually always forget that. So, you know, I only channel it, you know.
Yes.
Go and read an excerpt, and yes, all seven major planets are there, Venus, Jupiter, Mercury, the Moon, the Sun, Saturn, Mars, it's all there, and it'll give you a really deeper insight into how these planetary archetypes work. The other body of work that I've got that is also really great in merging the chakras and the planets together is The Dance of the Seven Veils.
Yes.
That is an awesome body of work to work through as well. If you want to see how the the planets, how astrology and the chakras fit together, that's also one of my favorite bodies
Me
of work,
too.
I must say, in terms of that. And then if it's more just sort of the chakras, the androgyny grids is also a great body of work to work through. So if you feel that you've kind of like at the, saturation point, let's say you've kind of like done as much as you can now and you're just looking for something new to get, to sink your energy into and maybe get the energy flowing in a new direction for you, go to my website and have a look what there is there. As I say, I've got generous excerpts in most degrees. I am in the process, now that I've finished all of the reports for this project, I am in the process of updating everything for the Golden Oracle Masters. There's going to be new channelings coming through from the Golden Oracle Masters that have been waiting in pipeline to be delivered. So I am updating my website all the time. So if you find something where there's, no excerpt or it's just a small paragraph, I promise you I'm going to get to it. So keep on going back. Watch what we're doing on Facebook because Faith and I do publish what we, what we're up to and what we're doing there. Sign up for our newsletters. Faith definitely sends out a lot more newsletters than I do. Unfortunately, there's just not enough hours in the day and not enough fingers for me to do more than one thing at the same time. If I had four hands, I could type newsletters and type reports and all of that at the same time.
Amen.
But it doesn't work. But Faith, you also, your newsletters are valuable tools. And, as part of the pathway of ascension and, talking about how sensitive people are to energy at the moment, more and more people are realizing that they are empaths. And what I have found, being a clairsentient, clairvoyant empath, is that sometimes where I trip up and where I find it extremely difficult to get out of that humdrum of, negativity or bad energy, is when I have allowed everyone around me to dump their energy on me, or I've allowed it and I've taken it on. So I'm not feeling myself. I'm feeling everyone else around me. And that makes it very difficult to kind of like pull yourself up and out and, feel happy again, feel positive again, because the environmental energies weigh so heavily upon us. And in your recent newsletter, I read a process that you had given for empaths. Please would you share it with our listeners, because I think this is another vital tool for our toolkit. As we find the light within our own inner darkness and whatever darkness we may find ourselves in, and it's a powerful tool for the pathway of ascension as we continue to learn and remember how to get out of these situations really quickly and lift our spirits really quickly too.
Well, it's interesting because actually I'm looking at the law of ascension, and specifically this law talks about the importance of feelings. And so I got news for you. This path of ascension, you're gonna be feeling a lot more, sister and brother. So, and we need to have our feelings because we're so numbed. So here's what happened to me, because yes, I do have those experiences too, where sometimes I go to the stores and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so drained. What the heck? And I can't wait to get back home. But here's what happened. Okay, it's no secret. I'm addicted to Zumba, okay? So I go as a student, not just to teach it. And it's my opportunity to dance like no one's watching. And I don't care. It is so awesome and freeing. Can you imagine? Here I am, tra-la-la, dancing away. I sing to the music. I can't speak any of the languages the music's in. I'm probably butchering the heck out of it. I don't care. Sometimes I close my eyes. My hair's flying. So you got this image, right? I'm having a great time. And then all of a sudden, my energy drops, and I'm feeling fear, worry, judgment, criticism, and I'm going, what the heck? And I feel energy, my energy is now leaving me. That's the best way. I'm not directing it consciously. I just feel this energy leaving me, and my attitude, if you will, just drops. And instantly, I just said, what am I doing? What the heck? And all I did, even if you don't know how to do it, I just said, pulling in all of my energy back to me. I'm pulling my energy field back in, and I concentrated on my gut, where your solar plexus is. Just pull that energy back in, and then in that spot, I took a breath in, and I imagined that breath coming into that spot, going up over my heart, over my face, over my head, looping down my spine and under my feet and back up again. Now, Sharon Emery, also known as Sage, is one of her Palace of Peace people and guardians, and I had done that breathing, and it kicked in because it was something I used to do before. So I have practiced it so I could do it at the same time of doing my little Zumba shimmies, okay? But I will tell you, I recovered quickly, but I owned it because what I discovered, here's the drum roll, because of the deep dive, and let's not forget, you've got to call in your guardian angel to work with you. And I do that when I deep dive. I do it every day. I was adamant about this whole empathic thing so that I could live again. And I got the aha moment that it is said that 95% of our consciousness is run by our subconscious and unconsciousness, if I said that right. Well, I'm checking in on people. What the heck? Why am I checking in on people? So I need to own that. You know, you talked earlier about being responsible and taking ownership for your actions. Well, how about that beautiful insight? What the heck am I doing checking in on people? Because are they okay? Well, my nature is nurture. Nurture, 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 nurture. My chart, my life, my planet in charge of me is the moon and mothering, mother nature, all of those things. You know, I just want to care for people. Well, I'm thinking there's a part of me that still believes in victim consciousness and that I am pitying someone.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So the profoundness of understanding that's lurking somewhere was huge for me. And to have been brought into my awareness and to understand my identity better and to be less passive and more active from a centered, grounded perspective has been huge. So when I talk about doing a deep dive and then coming back lighter, it was an amazing process. It worked quickly for me, and because I think it's one thing to understand diet, exercise, spiritual connection, you know, body, mind, spirit, it's non-negotiable. They need to be equal in balance. But you, it's more than just sitting at home and doing your mantras or whatever it is. When you're out and about in life, things happen. So how can you, you know, recover and own your energy and hold yourself strong? And that was why I was so excited. I came right back, didn't shower or anything. I sat down and knocked out that tip in the newsletter and got that out. Because you really do need to know what to do on your feet so that you're not hiding all the time. So that you can be your authentic self. You know, we wear these masks, we dilute who we are, all of these things that the Law of Ascension talks about, all of these fears hidden beneath. That was, I am so grateful for that moment. But it took determination. I was determined to do it.
And you know what, Faith, actually with what you've described there, that was actually an ascension moment happening. Because why do I say that? Because it was an awareness that you had, and awareness is ascension. It is rising above. Ascending is about rising above. So when we're looking at life and saying we are now working towards rising above our fate and our karma, stepping into our destiny or our dharma, that is an ascension moment. And that's what the pathway of ascension is. It's not a pathway to ascension. It's the pathway of ascension. Am I explaining that correctly? Do you understand that? Because if you understand it, I know our listeners will understand.
I understand it. And I can tell you, I relaxed far more about who I am on another level than I could possibly explain. And as the Law of Ascension explains, people will feel that about you. And when people feel that your vibration is shifting, because as we say often in these on this platform, is change your life, change your vibration. This is how you do it. But you've got to be willing to say, you know, instead of why does this keep happening to me, I'm such a victim, it was, okay, what do I need to know about myself that I can shift that? And I think that is so important. Would you agree?
Absolutely, Faith. And, you know, I honestly believe that we are at a point now as a race of human beings, where in actual fact, if we catch ourselves blaming other people or circumstances for our sorry lot in life, then we've learned nothing from the past 20 or 30 years of the spiritual revolution that's been taking place. And, you know, since the 90s, since the harmonic convergence in the 90s, just more and more has been made available to us. Over the past 10 years, there has been so much information made available to us. So there's no more excuses for, and this is me, you know, saying this, I feel there are no more excuses for people or choosing to follow this way of living and remaining trapped or stuck in the heavy negative energy, because we are now at that zero tolerance point. And we've been at that zero tolerance point since the crossover happened, crossing the threshold, which took place on the 21st of December 2012. We are no longer in the old paradigm template of creating life. We're in a completely new paradigm template. But a lot of people, their consciousness is still attached to that old paradigm, as you were just describing, in terms of being attached to old ways of thinking, doing things, reacting, etc. So when we choose to create something different, we are indirectly choosing to take responsibility. And if we are choosing to take responsibility for our lives, we are also on another level choosing to hold ourselves accountable for our actions that contribute to our sad or sorry lot, or our actions that contribute to this awesome new life that we are beginning to experience. And that is the bottom line on a number of levels, Faith. And, you know, part of what we are doing here, and I know this is your motivation too, Faith, is to help awaken people to these notions, to these facts, to these new concepts, and trying to get people to know, guess what? You know, the old world is actually the old world. It's outdated. The way things happen there are not the way they are happening now. And I think the big problem with faith is the transition that people are having to make from that old world reaction kind of attachment that you were talking about, and now having to step into this new way of, you know, managing our lives instead of trying to control everything, holding ourselves accountable and taking responsibility instead of projecting blame onto everyone else. It is a maturing of megalithic proportions. It's emotional maturing, spiritual maturing, intellectual maturing, and a ascension of such power and an initiation of such incredible power that you are never the same ever again. And that is the biggest gift that I have found out of this accountability, responsibility thing. Did I understand you correctly, Faith?
Yes. I love we're talking about this. This is really empowering. This is excellent. I love how you put that people are having difficulty with the transition from the old world to the new world. That gives me angel bumps. That's so well said. And it's, you know, I think we want to make things more complicated than they are.
Yes.
You know, it's like one of the things that I loved learning about myself through studying my own chart and the Arabic parts was the spirit points. And how I came here to help people ground spirituality. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. I mean, truly.
You do it so well, Faith.
But I love doing it, and thank you for that. And to know that that's what I came here to do. Look, it's very easy for me to want to slip back into my old ways and what's comfortable in the old world and go and find a job. Okay, but that is not what I came here to do. I came here to create structures to help people ground what their soul wants to express. And mostly people don't know how to do that. And the biggest gift I have is the addition of studying this medieval or traditional astrology. It is amazing because it addresses the soul, your spirit. It can't get any cooler than that, because really, at the end of the day, isn't that what you're going to be thinking about? What am I doing here? What's the point of life? You know, and to not be afraid to look at that and to really embrace your spirit. The most important thing outside of our spirit is our physical body, you know, and we've forgotten that and all that physical part of life. It's really quite awesome. I'm really glad you're talking about this, but I think that fear, those, and I don't know if this is a good time to segue into the wounded souls and, you know, turning to the dark. You know, where would you like to go from here?
Well, you know, Faith, just quickly to recap before we go into that process is just for our listeners to understand that it's a pathway of ascension, not a pathway toward ascension. Every moment in our daytime every moment of our awakened conscious state is opportunities for ascension. We have experienced and mastered descension. We will continue to descend at times in order to continue ascending. And the more that we embrace ascension as being a daily process. That, you know, because everywhere you look on the on Facebook, the internet, it's, you know, ascension symptoms and activate your ascension light body and, you know, do this and open your ascension chakras. You know what? We, you know, the ascension light body, the ascension chakras, all of that. You know, ascension chakras, we've got seven major chakras. They are ascending with us. Our light body is our light body, and it's ascending with us. It is not so much that you've got to go out now and have specific ascension things activated. Ascension is the spiritual journey of awakening to every aspect of ourselves. The words of the Oracle of Delphi, know thyself. Why would it be at a place like that? What does it mean? Do we only ascend once? Well, based on what I've just said, no. We ascend millions of times. Every time we heal a wound, every time we rise above a debilitation, every time we have an epiphany and we heal something, that is an ascension, because everything is expanding. And initiation and ascension are actually quite similar. A lot of people are also put off by ascensions. You know, oh, this person claims to be doing initiations into this, that, and the next thing, and who are they to think that they can initiate anybody into anything? Well, actually, you know what? At the end of the day, initiation is just a fancy word for starting a new cycle, stepping into a new template, acknowledging a new way. Initiation, initiate. So it's starting something. It is something new. It is a moving forward. Ascension is rising above. Initiation is starting something new. So if we see initiation and ascension as a starting something new and moving forward, it is very simple. And just also, oh, crikey, you just said something and I was going to elaborate on it and it just jumped straight out of my head. So it's obviously not that important. But, when, oh yes, now I remember where you said, you know, people tend to complicate everything. So if we can just see ascension as moving forward, initiation as starting something new, then it is not so intimidating. It's not so, oh my goodness, you know, well, it's only for more advanced people. We are all ascending all the time and experiencing initiations every time we make a conscious choice to have something new happen in our lives. So if you can absorb that, and see initiation and ascension as something that we naturally are inspired to do, and that this initiation ascension process is supposed to be as uncomplicated as possible, then we're already on a winning streak. And how do we make it uncomplicated? By doing, like you said, Faith, just being aware of what the world is mirroring for us. So someone, you know, pisses us off or says something to hurt us or are behaving in ways that we don't like. So it's got nothing to do with us in terms of their motivations. The only thing we've got to be concerned of is our reaction to it, yeah, our response. And then that simplifies the whole process, because the moment you decide, not my circus, not my monkeys, it's got nothing to do with me, but I'm really irritated by your monkeys, then I can go, okay, but you know what? My monkeys get out of hand every now and then, and I need to pull them together. That's what my monkeys do, and I don't like it, so let me take care of my monkeys in my circus. Uncomplicated. Not so?
Yeah.
So what is it? It's, you know, and like you say, Faith, it has become a very complicated process because people use very glamorous and exotic terms, which a lot of people cannot relate to, especially people who are fresh on this path. I have been seeing and attracted to a lot of people starting fresh on the path, asking questions. I mean, this weekend I was asked a question like, and this is how complicated they make it. So this woman said to me, well, we've been discussing amongst us that, you know, if everything is as it's supposed to be, and we are eventually going to end up wherever it is we are supposed to be, and there's free will, and everything is as it must be, then why must anyone be responsible for anything that they do? Why must we worry? Why must we think? Because we're all going to end up where we need to end up anyway, and everything's going to be as it should be. And I was like, oh my God, do they really think that way?
Okay.
You know, and forgetting.
That's important. That is extremely important what you just said to everybody. That is going on more than you might know.
Well, I was gobsmacked when I heard that, because then I remembered, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, this is the process that people go through when they're just starting on the path, because there is so much information out there. How do they make head or tail? People do not as yet understand responsibility and accountability. And I tried my best to explain to her, you know, that anyone that attaches that belief system to their lives, it's actually a cop-out, you know. That's not the way it's done. But these are the things we need to perhaps bear in mind as well for people newly awakening, who haven't been doing this for very long, and showing them the simplicity in seeing ourselves through the eyes of honesty, rather than trying to project the idea of taking no responsibility, because the chaos of the universe is as it must be, and it's automatically going to all sort itself out anyway. So,
well,
that
part
is,
of that too, it could be that part of that too could be most of humanity, you know, me included, we're used to giving our power away. So we don't think that, you know, that that's how things work. And there are groups that are posing as light-based groups that are really, you know, dark beings in charge that are teaching things incorrectly to sabotage a lot of things. So there's a lot under a lot of what you're saying. That's pretty profound. I'm really glad you got that email. I'm glad you're bringing it up.
Well,
I know you're wrapping up what we were talking about. That was really good.
That was a face-to-face conversation. That was actually a face-to-face conversation I had with someone on the weekend. But I think, you know, maybe, you know, making for us faith to make that concerted effort to, you know, maybe keep on sharing these little pearls of wisdom as they come up in our shows. Because I'm sure all our listeners, as you've heard, you know, we give the topic, but as we're talking, you know, what's important comes out as well. You know, it might not be a 100% topic related, but it is definitely affiliated. And, you know, this is what needs to be considered. But now, so moving on from there, someone who is on the path and has had a really rough time, and, you know, I'm not just talking modern terms, this is throughout the ages where things just don't work out right, and the soul becomes extremely depressed, despondent, disillusioned, might turn to drugs, to sexual promiscuity, to alcohol, whatever it is to numb the pain. They might turn to fanatical cults, like you were just talking. It sometimes happens where really good souls turn to the dark because the pain is just too much, and they've become so disillusioned with life, feeling that God has abandoned them, that the world is this infested, toxic pit of beings that need to just be slaughtered and punished and slain. These things happen. So not all dark beings are evil, emotionless aliens. It has happened where beings who are collaborating with dark forces are simply deeply, deeply wounded souls who have the capacity to love, but because their heart was so wounded, they shut off their ability to love and chose rather to hate. And when we come across these kinds of souls, be they discarnate or incarnate, and we sense this, it is our responsibility as enlightened beings to the degree that we are right now, and as we continue to ascend and become more aware and more enlightened, to feed these beings with love, as much love as possible, so that they can remember what love felt like and return to the light. And Faith, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So would you like to elaborate further on that?
I think that was my biggest surprise when dealing in the work that I do over the years. And now I'm thinking it's years. I'll back up a little bit. For me, my experience has been the angelic host approached me when it was my time to start doing this work and abandoning, quote, you know, my normal life. And I enjoyed amazing interactions with mostly Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, and then Saint Germain. One time I was in my office and Joseph was there and brought Jesus in. I mean, I've had incredibly blessed experiences in helping people on their path. So you can imagine my shock when I started to see beings and experiences that were the complete opposite. I thought, I'm a kook, I'm losing my mind, I'm crazy, what's going on, what's wrong? And what struck me more times than not was there was an element of love in many of the cases. For example, several years ago, a dark lord came to me in dream state, and it was one of those, you know, it's not a dream, you're living it live. I'm sure you can relate, Michelle, and maybe many of the listeners can. And he was floating on this like podium thing in space, just looking at me and talking to me telepathically. And he looked, I swear to God, just like Darth Vader. And what struck me that I have never forgotten was the amount of love and respect he had for me, and asked me to join him and serve by his side. And I will never forget that, because what struck me the most was the amount of love and how confusing that must be for those untrained or inexperienced. And I just gently bowed and said, no, thank you. And he left. Mm-hmm. And then working on these Hollywood grids here that we briefly talked about a couple weeks ago, the Christ light that we're bringing into the grids here, I was checking on them Sunday, and there was a huge being, again, just very aware of me and what I was doing, and did nothing towards me. Saw the power of what was going on here, and just, there was an amazing amount of love and respect and no action towards me whatsoever. And I think it's very important that this is talked about. It's not just what you see in the movies as they're releasing the Poltergeist redone on May 22nd, dear goodness gracious. It's, you know, this is very different, and I think it's important we talk about this. I've also dealt with beings that were vampiric, that were not in powerful positions, and I've assisted them into the light easily.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is, you know, this is important to talk about We've talked about this once a long time ago, too, about the Hungry Romania Project and how people, you know, turn dark. So is this some of what you were asking about? Me to elaborate?
Yes. Because, you know, when we dealing with this kind of, or the level of darkness that a lot of people have experienced in the form of demons and entities attacking them, or, you know, abduction, you're dealing with entities, demons, and beings that actually do not know love. They don't have a concept of what love is, which is why they are able to do what they do. But when you see a spark of love in a so-called dark lord or dark lady or dark being, that is a completely different ball game, because these are beings that know love, also experience such pain or are in such pain that their pain overrides love. And these are beings that need to be transformed or brought back into the light. Not that it's our job now to go and try and transform them. That's entirely their choice. But each time we encounter them or sense them is to send love rather than fear or other negative energies towards them. Just stand in the power of love and light. And this is what we are working towards in terms of being able to be the light within the dark, to be invisible to the effects of, you know, demons and entities and alien abductions and all of that. The more we raise our vibration, and this is what the pathway of ascension is all about. It's about raising our vibration, and our vibration increases with the vaster expanses of love that we can embrace. And I must admit, what I have been experiencing, and this is something new and quite phenomenal and awesome at the same time, is I have found that the more stuff I am letting go of, the more issues I am rising above, the more I am just letting all the karma go and not repeating things so that it's the wheel of karma. And I have consciously chosen to walk my spiral pathway of Dharma. Things have shifted to a degree where my heart, I can feel my heart chakra area expanding. And because I'm releasing more and more
Michelle, your microphone cut out. Can you hear me? I still can't hear you. I'm going to text you in case you can't hear me. Michelle? Looks like my text didn't go through. Let's see. Michelle? Michelle?
Hi, Faye.
Yep,
sorry.
There we go.
Sorry about that. My internet connection suddenly just dipped while I was talking. So So, well, how far did I get? What did you hear?
Well,
because I am going
great.
To carry on.
I know. Yes, because I want to hear it. Your heart, when you started letting go, your heart, you felt your heart.
Yes. Yes. And
that was it.
My heart space is expanding, and it's as if there's just more love. But the most amazing thing is the main energy that I've been working on releasing has been guilt. I didn't realize how much guilt I'd been carrying around for all sorts of things. The way I think, the way I speak. I swear too much, so I feel guilty about that. You know, this kind of, and I just thought to myself, screw it. I just, yes, so what? You know?
It's my Prozac, man.
Yeah, well, mine too, for goodness sake. Wolf. So I'm going to stop wasting my energy on feeling bad because I'm worried someone is going to be offended by my authenticity, and just working on just releasing all of it. It's not mine. And what I will do is breathe in lightness and exhale the heaviness. And in the morning, what I do is I'll take a walk around my garden, and I say, I invoke a fabulous day. I invoke a fabulous week. I invoke a fabulous month. I invoke today being a fabulous day. I invoke a fabulous week. I invoke a fabulous month. And I do that every day. So eventually, it's going to be a fabulous day, a fabulous week, and a fabulous month all the time, because that's the energy I'm trying to invoke. But what's been happening, Faith, the more I'm letting go, I am effortlessly, I am not doing a single conscious thing, feeling unconditional love in my heart at the most unexpected random times, with the most arbitrary situations at times, in terms of, really? You know, your heart just opens and you feel this feeling. I have never encountered that faith. As long as I have lived, as long as I can remember, I've never experienced spontaneous, unconditional love just bursting into my heart chakra at random times of whenever, and I can be anywhere. I'll give an example.
Wow.
Last week at my doctor, having my drip that I have to have these drips every week, and he went in with the needle and he couldn't find the vein. As he pulled it out, I started spraying blood everywhere. He'd actually popped the vein, and then he went in afterwards and I was stressing. I was in a cold sweat, and suddenly I just started feeling unconditional love for my doctor, because I realized how he was stressing because of what was happening to me. And instead of me freaking out, I just said to him, you know what, Dr. Sanua, I really appreciate how stressful it must be for you every week, because my veins don't show themselves easily. And I said to him, you know what, I understand this is probably more painful for you than what it is for me.
Aww.
And the needle went in, we got the vein, the drip started flowing, and it was all over.
Wow.
And I would never have thought of looking at it in that sense, that he was just as stressed as I am, that he's probably freaking out because here I'm spraying blood all over his shirt in his office. And it wasn't about me in that moment. It suddenly became about him. And that for me was just taking the attention away from me and giving him what he needed in that moment. That is how simple it was. So that for me has been one of them. It is profound, and that's been awesome as part of the pathway of ascension, as we just let go of more and more of our past self and our past stuff and allow the new world to embrace us. And it's kind of like that's how we can treat these, any being who we come across, human or otherwise, incarnate or discarnate, is just extend that love to them. You know, what must it have been like for them to have been pushed to that degree, to hate that much or hurt that much, and the love just flows.
You know, it reminds me, of course, I'm going to say a movie, but that Star Wars movie that was I think made in the 2000s, so it's a more recent one where you see how Darth Vader became Darth Vader, and it was through fear and protecting his woman he went dark.
Yes. Well, to quote another movie, the recent Dracula movie is also about how Vlad turned to the dark also to protect his people and his wife and children, I think it was. So, you know, we need to understand the motivation behind things. You know, we as human beings are very quick to judge, reject, and criticize. And I'm hoping that we can all get to the point where we just mind our own business. And by that, I mean literally tending to our own business by taking responsibility and holding ourselves accountable and stop projecting so much of our expectations onto the rest of the world. And when we do that, that's when we can class ourselves ascended masters, because, you know, who are the ascended masters? They are souls who have lived on earth and have mastered everything that we are working toward mastering. And the reason why they are helping us is because they know what it takes. They know how tough it is. But they stand by us unconditionally and never give up on us, because no one gave up on them. So it's kind of like, you know, the energy paying it forward. Mm. However, going back to something that you mentioned earlier on, Faith, is how, you know, there are some people claiming to be light workers, but they are serving the dark agenda. And one of the messages that have been put forward through this has been some sources saying that the ascended masters themselves are the dark lords disguised as light beings and leading all of us who believe in the ascended masters and who follow the ascended master teachings, leading us into the pits of hell and straight to our demise. And that really bothered me, because for the past 21 years, I've been on, well, the spiritual path, channeling, you know, Kutumi Agrippa and Mary Magdalene, Batumi more so than any of the other masters. And I thought to myself, well, if that's the case, I can't ask Kutumi about it, because if he is a dark lord, he's going to tell me exactly what I wanted to hear. So, you know, I decided to take it straight to the top kind of thing, and that was to the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light. And the information that I received back a few days later in my own sort of quiet time was that anything and anyone can lead us to darkness and to our own demise if we follow that path with blind faith, if we follow the path without holding ourselves accountable for how the path is unfolding. So if what the masters are doing is causing harm, pain, suffering, separation, it is bringing heartache and destruction, yes, then they are of the dark. But if what we are doing and what we are working into is showing positive results, expanding love, creating more positive opportunities, then how can it be the dark? So for anyone out there who's been sitting with that same dilemma, just keep on coming back to that. And, you know, every time I stumble across that thing, you know, the ascended masters are the dark lords, and the dark lords will come, you know, with all these really wonderful messages, but at the end of the day, the messages are actually our demise. I always ask myself, what good is it doing? How has it brought positivity? How has it changed things for the positive? And that always settles my energy. So, you know, that comes down to, or boils down to, any encounter any one of us might have with any kind of malefic force or malefic energy is to ask ourselves, do I feel good in the presence of this being? Do I feel safe and protected and loved in the presence of this being? Is this teacher whose work I'm following, has it at the end of the day enhance my life? Look, whenever we start on the ascension path, or when we are working into a new level of ascension and there's new initiations happening, it's tough, but it's not a constant tough, a constant nightmare, a constant fight that never ends. There needs to be light within the dark, and there needs to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And if you're not getting any of that, if your teacher is resulting in you feeling more attached to them, more dependent on them, things are going bad in your life, worse than ever before, and it's not ending, then I would say red flags and alarm bells. Faith?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
At any time. Yes. I think this is really important. And also in your prayer space, if you ever, ever are told to give something up you love, to anything that's disempowering you, anytime you ask for guidance and you get, well, my guides want me to do this, red flag city. Your guides will never tell you what to do. They will encourage you to explore how you feel and what you would like to do that will benefit you. It's so important when people, you're giving your power away if you say, well, my guides really don't want me to do this. Well, if they ever judge, criticize, or tell you no, remember this blog talk radio program and stop and say, I am a true divine child of the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light, and I only allow the highest angelic beings, host, guides, ascended masters, whatever words you want to use, in my space. And you demand it and start again. This is extremely important, what Michelle is bringing up. I am so glad you're bringing this up. That's not true.
Thank you, Faith.
Guidance. This is really important.
And like you say, you know, Faith, those are just agendas to distract us from what is true and right. And often these agendas, malefic agendas, complicate our lives to such a degree that it consumes us. So remember, the soul simplifies and the lower ego complicates. Light and love simplify. Negativity, evil, and darkness complicate. So that was a little sentence that was given to me years ago by Katumi Agrippa. And I've always, you know, repeated to myself when I see things are just getting out of hand. And then I know when things are becoming really complicated and overwhelming and taking all my energy and I've got no time for anything else, then I'm barking up the wrong tree. I've got to regroup and change direction. So also just bear in mind that the pathway of ascension, you're going to have good days, good weeks, good months, and then there's going to be some very challenging times. I mean, the beginning of this year, from the 4th of January to the 4th of April, was very challenging. It was 4 months. But in between those 4 months, there were always those glimpses of light to remind us that this is an initiation. And initiation is starting something new, as we said. But we need to find out how it works. We need to adjust to it. We need to get rid of the old so that the new can guide us. So don't be too quick to judge. If you've had a bad week, don't all of a sudden think that, you know, the dark forces are after you and, you know, all these malefic beings have pulled you into their agenda. Learn to use your gut instinct as well. You will sense when it's something that's not just a bad day or a bad week or a bad month. And cut yourself some slack, because the thing is, what's very detrimental to our pathway of ascension is if we are going to constantly hammer ourselves and break our self-esteem and self-worth down by constantly criticizing ourselves and placing ourselves in positions where people can take advantage of us, because that means energies on other dimensions and in other planes are going to do exactly the same. So hold yourself accountable for what you expose yourself to and what you allow yourself to experience. And if you can remember me, myself, and I, it begins with me, it ends with me, everything is all about me, you are going to eliminate so many distractions. And never underestimate the power of spring cleaning your life, spring cleaning your social circle, spring cleaning your social media platform. Spring clean everything. Get rid of people and things and clutter and relationships and everything that is no longer a part of your pathway of ascension. When you end cycles, when you heal things, it's going to move on from there. You are ascending an old way. So you're going to leave people behind if they are not ascending with you. Just allow that to happen. Don't get caught up in the drama of it. Just acknowledge that you are having an ascension moment. The cycle has ended. It's a new initiation. You're moving forward from this person or these people or the group or the teacher or the job or the home or the country, whatever it may be. And become excited about your ascension. Become excited about your healing and excited about leaving the past behind. You got that, Faith?
Well, I'm excited.
I'm good. Well, looks like we've run out of time as well. That was a speedy show. So, Faith, I want to thank you so much for the wonderful chat we've had today. I didn't even feel my sore jaw. I had dental surgery this morning, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, my jaw is sore. Am I going to be able to talk? And I haven't even thought about it. So I've been chin wagging so much. I forgot about my sore jaw. So I'm maturing. I lost a tooth. I had to cut a tooth out because I actually cracked the whole tooth. I broke it. So there was no repairing it. So I've just grown up another notch because I've lost a tooth. So, you know, like when you're a kid and you lose your milk teeth and you get your adult teeth? Well, now I've lost an adult tooth. Maybe I'm getting an ascended master tooth now. Who knows? It's invisible. It's on the etheric planes. So, now one quick thing before we wrap up is I've had a few people email me and ask me if I would be willing just to, you know, do a little shout out for their product or their service. And I'm happy to do that because we do have a 90-minute show. If you would like to have us air something for you, then by all means, I'm happy to do it for a small fee of $20 a month. And your little advert will be broadcast or aired for 4 shows in a row. So it's $20 for 4 shows of advertising. And if you wouldn't mind, please making us between a 30 to 60 second MP3 of your voice or something creative, however it is you want to promote your service or your products, and we'll slot it in between the show. I've just had so many people ask that I would say yes, I'm happy to do that. So yes, let us have it. You can email it to me on michelle.palaceofpeace@gmail.com, and Michelle is with 2 L's, and we'll start doing that up as soon as you get your ad copy to us. And go to our website, palaceofpeace.net, have a look at all the things we have to share there with you. Faith, your website is faithparent.net with lots of goodies over there. And your closing piece, please, darling. Thank you.
Well, you know, this is a great conversation about ascension. There's a lot of misinformation about it. And let's keep it simple. Use the KISS method. Keep it simple, silly. And thank you for a great show.
Yes. Thank you too, Faith. It's been a wonderful show. And if all goes well, we shall see you next week, the same time. Mercury is going retrograde on the 20th. So we'll chat a bit about it on Tuesday, and hopefully Mercury retrograde cooperates and we will be live Fortunately, we've been lucky with our load shedding as well. There's been no morning load shedding. It's been in the evening, so I've been able to get online and do our shows. So wonderful hearing your voice, Faith, and it's always great to co-host with you. And thank you to all our listeners. And please share our broadcasts with people who you feel would benefit. It's a wealth of free information, and, you know, our goal is to enlighten people and give people information. So send your questions to Faith and I, and visit our websites, and we are open to elaborating on topics. If, you know, there's something we've been talking about and you want to know more, or it's not exactly clear, please let us know so that we can accommodate you. And next week we will be back with some more juicy pearls of wisdom and other information.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Faith. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.